Finally, strategy number 10 to that the top 1% of e-commerce brands are focusing on this holiday season are getting repeat purchases. Look at this graphic right here. Did you know that 75% of e-commerce customers stay one-time buyers? They don't migrate. They don't grow. They're just willing to try something out once, right? They don't go from one time to two time. 75% of them falls in line with that 80-20 rule, right? 80% of your business comes from 20% of customers. 20% of them will grow, and where's the majority of your revenue will come from. But 75% of them, if you just get them to buy again, that unlocks a ton of value for your brand, right? So here's another fact is that 80% of those one-time buyers come during the holiday season. So during the holiday season is where the majority of your one-time buyers start making that purchase. That's the one time. So if you have one goal, get them now. Here's a very interesting stat. Another stat, 77% of customers gift themselves and others. So inherently, they are prepared to buy twice, minimum. They're prepared to buy once for themselves and once for someone else, spouse, child, parent, coworker. And brands don't leverage that. They don't get that extra purchase because they just kind of focus on getting as many purchases as they can. They don't focus on getting two times from a one-time buyer, right? If you have a chance to buy, if you had a choice between getting two one-time buyers or one two-time buyer, what would you rather have? A one two-time buyer, because the chance of them buying again increases significantly. Their lifetime value increases by six times, right? So there's a significant amount of value just by getting them to buy again. So your goal is to get one more purchase in this season. Focus on upsells early in December. Many times we focus on, brands focus on upsells in Q1, right? They bought during the holiday season. Let's not upsell them. They bought, no problem. We're going to upsell them back over in Q1. Focus on them now because this is the time where they're only buying. This is when their wallet is open. They have cash ready to spend. Right, they need to gift people. They need to get stuff for themselves and gift someone else, right? So upsell them. These go really well with your gift, and get it in time for the holidays. You can still get it in time. Focus early in the holiday season. Right after they buy for Black Friday, focus on upselling them mid-December so they can still get in by December 24th. Another great option. Remember we talked about gift cards. Forgot someone on your list? Go get a gift card. How many times have we kind of ran out and said, oh, I forgot this guy. I got to go to a party. I'm going to a holiday party. Forgot someone on my list. Let me go get a gift card. Let me go get something from Walgreens or CVS. Well, guess what? Forgot someone on the list, get a gift card. It's easy. It's a digital gift card. Probably will get there faster than you driving over to Walgreens, right? Get a gift card. That's two purchases. You got a gift for yourself? Great. Get a gift card for someone that you forgot. Another great opportunity to get two purchases in this holiday season. Center campaigns around bundles to boost AOV. You bought this item, you bought a MacBook, great. Complete the bundle, get your webcam, get your mic, get your lighting, everything you need to do to create a YouTube video, whatever you're trying to create, right? When you're gifting a YouTuber, whatever it may be, right? Center campaigns around the bundle. You bought once, buy the rest of it before the holiday season is over because it's the best time to get the deal, right? Win the gift, be that best gift giver, right? This is the time. Focus on those upsells. Another great example, like you said before, gift cards are the perfect, you know, two-time purchase option, right? Especially now in this holiday season. Gift card redemption emails go out right after December 25th, where people are flush with gift cards, flush with cash. You know, their grandparents gave them a whole bunch of gift cards or cash, and they're willing to spend. But you're waiting till six or seven days of the end of the month, at the end of the year, to sell it, sell them early in December. Get them to use their gift cards early, right? But even if they don't, December 25th and on, use your gift card. Use your gift card. Use it on these New Year Day deals. Use it on these end of year deals because you won't see these deals again, end of the year, right? Use them here. Use them or lose them. Give an incentive to spend their cash right away. That's a great way to get a two-time buyer, a traditional one-time buyer to become a two-time buyer. Here's the magic of it. You get someone to buy one time and then get them to repeat buy, your loyalty increases, the value of your lifetime value increases in some cases, seven times, 10 times. And now you have this customer loyal to you for the rest of the year. It's not a one-time buyer that you won't see again till Q4 next year. They will buy again. They're loyal. They're excited. You fulfilled in your promises. That's how you win at e-commerce, by retaining customers. And if you can do it in the holiday season when their wallet is open and they're spending money, it's the best time. Jump on it. That's what the top 1% are thinking about. And that's how they win. That's how they win at e-commerce. Try it. Guarantee you, this will help your business grow significantly.